Los Zetas cartel dumps 11 trash bags with human body parts in Mexican border state. By Cartel Chronicles on November 20, 2019. Monterrey, Nuevo León, cartel gunman from Los Zetas left at least 11 bags with dismembered human remains in the Monterrey metro over a span of 2 days. A poster board signed by the Cartel del Noreste CDN faction revealed the crime scene as part of the ongoing fight between cartels for control of drug trafficking territories in the border state of Nuevo León. In the most recent incident on early Wednesday morning, a group of CDN left 4 trash bags holding human remains inside a Volkswagen Tiguan that they parked outside a military base. Inside the vehicle, the cartel gunman left a poster board with a message directing threats to authorities. In another case, Nuevo León State Police officers and investigators rushed to the Paseo de la Aguila neighborhood in Monterrey during the early morning hours of Tuesday after receiving a call about human remains. Information provided to Breitbart Texas by Nuevo León State authorities revealed. At the scene, authorities found 7 large trash bags surrounding a poster board where the Cartel del Noreste faction takes credit for the murder and claims to be targeting kidnappers and extortionists. A photograph believed to have been taken by the gunman and then leaked to social media revealed that the gunman called out alleged members of the old-school faction of Los Zetas, indicating an ongoing turf war between the two factions. By Tuesday afternoon, CDN had left another trash bag with a beheaded victim, also in the Monterrey metropolitan area. The incidents come at a time when the CDN is targeting rival trafficking organizations and independent dealers. As Breitbart Texas reported, the vast majority of the murders and shootouts in Nuevo León are attributed to CDN Los Zetas. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by Tony Aranda from Nuevo León.